Chapter 3. Sultan and Emperor, 1432-1451. Mehmet Çelebi, Sultan, may God fasten the strap of his authority to the pegs of eternity, and reinforce the supports of his power until the predestined day. Inscription on the tomb of the mother of Mehmet II. Constantine Palaeologus, in Christ, true emperor and autocrat of the Romans. Ceremonial title of Constantine XI, 88th emperor of Byzantium. The man destined to tighten the Muslim noose on the city was born 10 years after Murat's siege. In Turkish legend, 1432 was a year of portents. Horses produced a large number of twins. Trees were bowed down with fruit. A long-tailed comet appeared in the noonday sky over Constantinople. On the night of March the 29th, Sultan Murat was waiting in the royal palace at Edirne for news of a birth. Unable to sleep, he started to read the Quran. He had just reached the victory surahs, the verses that promised triumph over unbelievers, when a messenger brought word of a son. He was called Mehmet, Murat's father's name, the Turkish form of Muhammad. Like many prophecies, these have a distinctly retrospective feel to them. Mehmet was the third of Murat's sons. Both his half-brothers were substantially older, and the boy was never his father's favourite. His chances of living to become sultan were slim. Perhaps it is significant of the entry Mehmet made into the world that considerable uncertainty surrounds the identity of his mother. Despite the efforts of some Turkish historians to claim her as an ethnic Turk and a Muslim, the strong probability is that she was a Western slave, taken in a frontier raid or captured by pirates, possibly Serbian or Macedonian, and most likely born a Christian. A possibility that casts a strange light on paradoxes in Mehmet's nature. Whatever the genetic cocktail of his origins, Mehmet was to reveal a character quite distinct from that of his father, Murat. By the middle of the 15th century, Ottoman sultans were no longer unlettered tribal chieftains who directed war battles.